And I'll play just a small portion of it to show you what kind of job I did. Frankly, I thought it was a very good job, but for some reason, they never called me. And when I called them, they didn't seem to know what I was talking about. They didn't remember me. They said I must have the wrong network or something. Anyway, this was the way it went, and we'll just start the tape anywhere and get a minute or two of it. He's batting 287. The count is 2-1. And there's a runner on second. That's Boyer. Nobody out. And it's a smash to short. Brasseau scoops it up, and it should be an easy play. No, he drops the ball. He picks it up, but he can't make a throw. It's an error for Brasseau. And Lenz is on with Boyer moving to third. And check that. They've called it a hit now. Too hot to handle. No error for Eddie Brasseau. All right, runners on first and second. First and third, rather. An error? It was an error for the shortstop. I thought they flashed a hit sign on the scoreboard there. All right, Bobby Richardson now. One away. And, pardon me, none out. That's none out. And Bobby takes it high for a ball. A strike. The called strike. Nothing in one as Wilson looks in for a sign now. Richardson is 2-for-3 tonight. No, 1-for-3. Well, he had a single in the second inning. No, the first inning. All right, here's Wilson's pitch now. It's hit straight back at the pitcher. The line smashed, and he throws a first to double Lenz off first and retire the side with no score. A double play. Check that. Two out. Now, that did not retire the side. Boyer scored on the play, and the Yanks lead 4-1. 5-1, rather. And the hitter is Tommy Tresh now, the Yankee left fielder. Center fielder, that is. No, it's Jack Reed. Yeah, Reed took over in center field in the fourth when Tresh hurt his knee. Or his elbow, rather. It wasn't his knee. I think it was. He hurt his knee. Well, anyway, that was last week. Hey, here's a pitch now to Reed. And it's a high pop foul over by third base. And it's taken by Dick Stewart back at first base. I think I said third base. Over by the dugout, back at first base. And that retires the side. One run, two hits, no errors. Make it one error. One error. Stewart's... Brasseau's. And so after seven innings of play, it is New York 5 and Chicago 1, or Boston 1. And leading off of Boston now, in the next inning will be Frank Malzahn, the second baseman, the third baseman for the Red Sox. He is 0-for-3 tonight. He had a home run and a walk. And no, he's 1-for-2. One hit and two official trips. And Whitey Ford is set to pitch to Frank Malzahn. I'm sorry. Check that. It's Lou Clinton. Malzahn flied out to end the last inning. And, oh, it isn't Ford. That's Hal Renneff on the mound. Ford didn't feel well, I understand. We just received word. Ford didn't feel well, and he is after the last inning. It's going to be Hal Renneff, and he's warming up. And while we're waiting for Hal to warm up, here are scores of other games. Baltimore leads Minnesota 2-1 after four innings. And five innings, rather, and that's Minnesota leading 2-1. Detroit 5, Kansas City 4 after three innings. Chicago 5, rather, not Detroit. Chicago 5, Kansas City 3, make that after five innings at Detroit. At Chicago, rather. Those are the only other games going tonight, friends. And while Renneff is taking his warm-up pitches, just a word from Lucky Strike Cigarettes.
Winston, taste good like a...
Get him out of here.
Cut him off quick, please.
That's Bob Steele. He's always been funny, but I don't know if anything was better than that. Not to me. Maybe it's the sports background.
It was just a great way he was able to, you know, to do that. Now, how can you not hire him? You
know? Yeah, I know. The guy was perfect.
I mean, just his sense of imagination and the way he just put everything across. I mean, if you were... And back then, Arnold, I think radio probably was more theater of the mind than it ever was at any particular time in history.
For sure.
And he just painted pictures.